Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Talk to us about your background.
Sure. First and foremost, I am an educator. I'm a teacher who is passionate about public education. I served as an elementary teacher, then I became an elementary principal, assistant principal at the high school, and for 10 years I was the assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction in the Orchard Park Central School District. Most recently, I've been serving as the superintendent of the Newfane Central School District.
Why here?
West Seneca is an amazing school community with a strong, rich foundation, a strong history and past, and I know that there's challenges that West Seneca is facing right now, and I believe that I can make a positive impact on helping to work with stakeholders to solve those challenges.
Speaking of challenges, obviously you're going to have to deal with the unions, obviously, obviously not starting in July, but how do you think you can start a relationship with them and then try to, I guess, kind of gain the trust back?
I think first and foremost, to be a leader of integrity, and that's really what I've spent my career doing. A leader of integrity who's honest, who's fair, who says what I mean and means what I say and stand by my word. So I think first and foremost, I want to establish trusting relationships with all union leaders.
I guess, how do you think you're going to be able to deal with all the challenges?
Tackle them one at a time. And as I said in my comments tonight, I think that whenever we come up with a solution, the best solution is one where I am listening and seeking the input of others. The people of West Seneca, whether they are residents or parents, faculty, staff, administration, union leaders, they know this school community better than I do coming in. And I'm going to lean on them for what they believe is best for West Seneca. They will help to determine what we prioritize in our budgets, what we prioritize for academic goals. I will be the leader of that, but I will be a leader that is reflective of what this community wants and what this community needs.
What have you learned by being the superintendent right now? Obviously now, too, obviously come to a little bit of school.
Well, what I've learned, I think, is that education is and always has been about people and people who work together for what's best for students. So I look forward to working with all the stakeholders to do what's best for the children of the West Seneca Central School District.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you know why the board chose to have the announcement today?
No, I don't know specifically why they chose today. I do know that they were eager to appoint a superintendent as soon as possible so that the successful candidate could give adequate notice to be able to start July 1. So I know they were eager to start the process as soon as possible.
And then with the budget vote tomorrow, are you going to be involved with that? And if you are, to what extent?
Great question. Actually, part of the reason why the meeting is tonight is because tomorrow night I have a school board meeting in the district that I'm currently running. So I will not be directly involved in tomorrow night's meeting. However, Dr. Raby and I have already had an initial conversation, and I will be working with Dr. Raby to ensure a smooth transition.
I guess start July 1, what is your first order of action then? First day?
First day, I'm going to start making appointments and setting up meetings with people. I want to be meeting with our union leadership team, our administrative team, the Board of Education to help determine the priorities and goals that I need to tackle here first and foremost in West Seneca.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.